Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, now that summer is over, we're trying to get back into the routines of life. And one of the more important routines that we as parents need to establish, or reestablish, is a regular time when our family meets around God's Word. We call them family devotions. And while we've talked about these before on the show, we need to be reminded and re-inspired to keep at them. We also know that the thought of having or not having these times often brings guilt to our hearts as parents. So we want to talk about them again today here on Pebbles of Truth. So welcome and thanks for listening. Well, Bruce, why don't we start with the whys? Why do we want to have family devotions in the first place?
Well, that's always a great question, you know, and the answer is rooted in Deuteronomy 6, where Moses was speaking for the Lord and mandating that dads specifically and parents in general should be responsible for the spiritual formation of their children. And he says, you know, you love the Lord your God and impress these words that I'm teaching you onto the hearts of your children.
Well, Bruce, it seems that all too often we as parents are hoping that the Sunday school teachers and the youth workers or the Christian school teachers will do this for us.
Yeah, you're right, Cap, and I believe that ultimately God's going to hold us accountable for that. The folks you mentioned are certainly a part of the process and can help us and reinforce us, but God gave your kids to you and my kids to me, so we should never totally abdicate the responsibility for teaching them God's Word.
Okay, so that's the why. What's next?
Well, we need to understand that if we don't purposely plan for these times, they're not going to happen. So as a parenting team, you know, we need to think through our daily and weekly schedules and look for a regular time and place where we can have these family devotions. And Karen and I chose just before putting the boys to bed. You know, we tried after dinner, but we always had to postpone it due to those after-dinner events at church or school or Little League. And so finally we landed on this time. It was good. Even though sometimes it seemed a little late, we ended up sitting in the boys' room on the bottom bunk or the floor.
All right, so we've established the when and the where. What's next after that?
Well, then let's add the what, okay? What happens during this devotional times? And we want some input from God's Word. We want to talk about them together as a family, and we want to have a time of prayer together. So those are probably three ingredients that we want to look for. But, you know, we're always looking for ways that we can make this time a time when we get to know each other a little better, discover what our sons were dealing with, they could hear what we were struggling with. You know, it's a time not only to strengthen our relationship with God, but each other as well.
And you know, Bruce, one of the hardest things to do is finding a good resource that we can use. Do you have some books or some resources or something that you can recommend?
Well, yeah, and you're going to put some up on the website for us, but, you know, we found some good devotional books that had the dates printed on them and had a Bible reading for the day and life-related stories with some questions and a little prayer prompt to get us started. And, you know, we'd put that book on the boys' nightstand each night so it was easy to pick up and we could turn to today's date and start reading. You know, I called it idiot-proof.
And Bruce, I know that we also recommend a number of good devotional books at our parents' workshops from time to time. And, and we want to put these, as you suggested, up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. So now we have the who, we have the what, the where, and the when. What's after that?
Well, I think we want to talk about making these times as fun as possible. Remember, we're teaching children. You know, they don't have to sit down, be quiet, and fold their hands and bow their heads through the whole thing. You know, they learn by wiggling, hearing, seeing, touching. And so use voice inflections when you read the story, or maybe role play. You know, I can remember the time I played the donkey when we were doing the Good Samaritan story. Or, you know, go out and buy some Bible story coloring books. And while your kids are coloring the picture, read the appropriate story and talk about it and ask them some questions.
And I think if it's fun, the kids are going to look forward to it as opposed to, well, let's sit down and be quiet.
Exactly.
Bruce, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I want to go back up to a comment you made in the opening, Cap. You know, and we do often feel guilty about these times as parents for not having them. And we need to keep our expectations and goals realistic. And Karen and I always tried to have devotions more nights during the week than not. But if we didn't, we didn't stop. And we need to be flexible. So if we missed a night, we just picked it up again the next one. So don't let missing one time together around God's Word end the process. You know, we don't want to let the devil guilt us out of having this vital time.
Good thoughts, Bruce. Good thoughts. Again, we want to remind you of our car show coming up on October 2nd at Crow Transportation in Elizabethtown, starting at 9 a.m. We'll have the information out on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.